Hi, good afternoon. It's George from Family First.
How you doing, Rodney? You have a bit of a problem here.
What
Now,
happened?
I just talked to Owen. Like, his name is about the system. But on the, what you call do my grandson take and put his, because he ain't got no lie, he said he didn't get no message from you.
I was able to send it. Let me tell you exactly when.
Huh?
I did send it. Let me just check a look real quick again. This
Yeah, he said
is.
he didn't see it, receive anything.
Let's see real quick.
It's Cam Brown.
I did send it on the 19th. Actually, from last Monday, I sent him everything. His email is brownifkeon90@gmail.com. That's where I sent it.
Look, write this down, huh? He didn't send it on the 19th, so why did he tell he didn't get it?
I don't know. I mean, is Ifkion around so I can have a word with
Let me see if I can call him on the freeway.
him?
Let me call his mom.
Okay.
Cause he. Oh, shoot. Okay. As these kids, see, I try to do him a favor and he says on 19.
He didn't text me nothing. He's lying. I'm not. He's lying.
He don't love a line.
That guy didn't text me nothing. He must text into the wrong number, son.
Can you see if he's texting the right number?
He's on the phone now.
He's on the phone now.
Mm-hmm. Y'all merge it?
Can you hold the phone? Doctor, do you hear it?
Can y'all merge him in the car?
Yeah, merge.
I say he on the other line.
Can y'all merge the car together to one car so I
the
can talk to him?
The car is merged.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I tried to call his key on this last week, but he's not picking up my calls.
That is a Fian.
Yeah, I had a missed call from you, but you're saying you said
this is Evgen. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Evgen, your email, I have it right as brownevgen90@gmail.com. Is that yours?
Yeah, nobody said you sent me an email. They saying you text my number that.
No, I only send emails because the documents are not supported by the text line.
I told you, I said he sent you an email, Evgen.
What's the name of the thing you sent my email? Like, what's the name I'm supposed to be looking for?
The email's name is Keon Brown. Plugin information.
No, yours.
My email is rbecerra@familyfirsthhc.com.
I think I see it.
Hey,
yeah,
there you.
What I'm.
You got like all the instructions to clock in and out. If the landline of Mr. Brown is damaged or something, there's a second option which you can download an app on your phone, and that way it will allow you to clock in and out. It will just track like the GPS stuff, but like it's easier. It's for you to have these alternatives in order to do your job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah,
when you download it and then do the and follow the instructions that I gave you, it will give you a code. You need to give me that code so I can set you up with the app, okay?
You need your mom to talk to him?
And
yeah, she's right here.
Put your mom on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
I don't know if Keon, I don't know who I'm talking to.
His mother.
His mother,
okay. Lakeisha.
Yeah.
Okay, you know like with the app, whenever like there's something going on with the landline of the patient, Mr. Brown was telling me there's something going on with the landline, and telling, okay, so he's able to use the mobile app. I mean, he needs to download the app on his phone, and that way like, he has this alternative to clock in and out. So on the email that he just told me he received, there are the instructions. He just needs to register himself, and when he registers, they will give him a code. And the code, I can link him up to the patient's profile, you know.
Okay.
So he can clock in and out and everything, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll be advised when he does that process and sends me the code, all right?
All right.
All right, man. Yeah, let me, if anything, this is my number.
Rodney, to hours, can I change the hours? Because I'm qualified for 63 hours.
Yeah, let me see that real quick. See here. Mr. Wayne.
I mean, same hours, but different time.
Okay, actually, I mean, you want to change the schedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the schedule best for you, if you can?
What works better for him? Ordering used to be 3 to midnight, but yeah, it's open for him.
So do you want the schedule to be from 7 to 3 or 7 to 4? Keisha? Hello?
I'm here listening. 7 to 4 is fine for you guys?
Keisha. Is it good? Alright, okay. I guess it's 7 to 4.
Okay, 7 to 4. Okay, I'll send him out like that. Yeah, and for yesterday, as there was like no clock in for the reasons that you told me, I sent him the timesheet link for him to fill it out, or also the timesheet form. However, if you guys have any time sheets at home, you can fill it out and send me a picture of it, okay, to my number, as always, as Orin used to do, okay? So we can fill in for yesterday's chip at least and have it enter, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'm modifying the schedule you told me, 7 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I probably will be expecting throughout the day that he gives me the mobile ID, I mean the code that I need to link his app on his phone, okay? So I'll be attentive, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Mr. Brown. You have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.